Welcome to Berea. To announce our next pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns would like to welcome Sandy Cutler, Chairman and CEO of Eaton.
Here we go, Browns fans. With the 16th pick of the fourth round, number 115 overall, the Cleveland Browns select Ibrahim Campbell, defensive back from Northwestern. Go, Browns.
Ibrahim Campbell going to be wearing a new-look Browns helmet this season.
Yeah, downhill safety, physical, not much in coverage. So the Browns will clearly have to have a plan for him when it comes to being a run stopper, which you see here, physical, and he'll bring it to you. But you probably won't see a ton of highlights where he's out in space just making unbelievable plays down the field. That's not what he does. He's more of a box safety type of player.
First pick from Northwestern so far this draft. You look at the Browns, though, and when you
I like what they've done here.
Is that?
Well, I like what the Browns have done, but here's the problem. I'm not sure. I guess they're okay with Dwayne Bowe. I guess they maybe see Dwayne Bowe as more than just a 1 or 2 year fill-in. I guess maybe they see him more than that. Clearly, the Browns aren't reaching on a wide receiver. I mean, there's no doubt. You can't look at their depth chart and say, well, the Browns are set at wide receiver, because they're not. But they've decided we're not going to reach on wide receiver, and they may have somebody targeted. They may have somebody on that draft board that they say, oh, boy, we love these two guys late. We think they can become eventual starters. That could be one of the reasons they're holding off right now.
That's what's interesting, though, because you look at Brian Hartline coming in, and as you mentioned, Dwayne Bowe, and you think, gosh, if you really wanted to help your quarterbacks out, whether it's Josh McCown or Johnny Manziel, you would give him a legit playmaker, an amazing threat, and neither one of those guys, I think, is one that jumps off the page at you.
No, and they passed. They went with Danny Shelton. They stayed true to their board, and they went with Danny Shelton over Devontae Parker. They had their shot with Devontae Parker, and they passed on it. So that tells you either what they thought of Shelton, which is my guess, they thought very highly of Danny Shelton, or they believe that there's some wide receivers in this draft that they can get later to fill in. At some point, they've got to go wide receiver.